Good morning. We welcome you to our Music Heritage Sunday worship service. In the back there are a bunch of musicians who are getting ready to process up here and lead you in music and singing. We will be singing and playing music today that has to do with the theme of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Our service will consist of scripture readings and music, no formal sermon, because I can't preach. But it is our hope that as you listen, you will receive a message that speaks to you. Now, Chris Flewelling will share with us our announcements.
Good morning. There are a few announcements in the life of our church that I would like to bring to your attention. Please see more details in your bulletin. There is a hygiene kit collection crate in the narthex throughout the month of May. The new approved items list of requested items are listed next to the crate. Launch with the pastor is being held today after this service in room 202. Please join us if you are new to Mountain View and are interested in our ministries. We will host an informal time with the pastor over light refreshments to answer any questions you may have. New this summer, Mountain View will have a few intergenerational get-togethers called Mountain View Mingles. The first one is this Tuesday, May 21st at 6 p.m. at Richard and Paula Derryberry's home. Please join us for an American trip vacation potluck. More details are in your bulletin. The outreach team is looking for additional volunteers to serve as rope holders at the Boulder Boulder on Monday, May 27th. This is an early shift and will be done by 10 a.m. Please contact Doris Turner if you would like to participate. And now please greet each other with a handshake or embrace and the words, "May the peace of God be with you."
Now, will you please rise as you can? We're going to do our opening hymn. Your bulletins say verses 1, 2, 4, and 5. We're going to do verses 1, 2, and 5. We'll skip verse 4.
Thank you. and inviting their kids that are around to come on up. You want to come? Okay, guys. So today we have a little something to present to you guys. We've got our very last song that we've been doing in Sunday school this year. We have finished up our year learning the greatest commandment. And I think some of you might already know what that one is, but you'll hear it too when we sing all these words. We've been practicing hard. We've got Isaac back on guitar to play along with us. So, I hope you enjoy the greatest commandment.
Good news. We live out our faith through the Great Commission. The Great Commission is one of the most significant passages in the Holy Bible. It's the last personal instruction given by Jesus to his disciples. Through the Great Commission, we put our faith into action. People who obey this command can change their spiritual lives forever. Wherever we go, from our neighborhood to mission fields far away, every faithful Christian is asked to share the gospel. The Great Commission is found in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Jesus came and said to them, "All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go and make followers of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to do all the things I have told you, and I am with you always, even to the end of the world." The word of the Lord.
Preach my gospel to every creature. Go ye into all. gospel to every creature. Go ye into all the world and preach my gospel to every creature. Go ye into all the world. Go ye into all the world and preach my gospel. Go ye into all the world. Go ye into all the world and preach.
Good news. We live with truth, justice, and peace. The Pirkei Avot, which translates to English as Chapters of the Fathers, is a compilation of ethical teachings and maxims passed down to the Jewish people. It is part of didactic Jewish ethical literature. In it, we hear this maxim. The world is sustained by three things, by truth, by justice, and by peace. This same theme comes to us from the book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 8, verses 15 through 17. But now I want to do good to Jerusalem and to the people of Judah. Do not be afraid. These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to one another. Judge with truth, so there will be peace within your gates. Do not make sinful plans against one another in your hearts. And do not love to make false promises. For I hate all these things, says the Lord, the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Good news. We are blessed. How do we begin sharing the good news and living our faith? It always helps to look at the example that was set by Jesus. Perhaps the clearest example is Jesus himself, who focused his words to the crowd in the Sermon on the Mount. In the book of Matthew, we find the good news that all are blessed. Matthew 5:1-10. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The word of the Lord.
Please stand and join us in the hymn from The Faith We Sing, 2155, Blessed Are They.
Blessed are they, the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they, full of sorrow, they shall be consoled. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you. Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they, the lowly ones. They shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst. They shall rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you. Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs. Blessed are they, the pure of heart. They shall see God. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you. Rejoice. Blessed are they who show peace. They are the children of God. Blessed are they who suffer in faith. The glory of God is theirs. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you. Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who suffer hate, all because of me. Rejoice and be glad. Yours
yours is the kingdom, shine for all to see. Rejoice and be glad, blessed are you, holy are you. Rejoice and be glad, yours is the kingdom of God.
Good news, we are generous to the poor and the needy. We have been so fortunate to have a roof over our heads, plenty of food to eat, and clothes on our backs. However, in any city or town in the United States today that has a sizable population of homeless people, they are in need on a daily basis of good food, warm clothing, and a safe place to lay their heads. In the book of Deuteronomy, we are instructed in how to lend assistance. Deuteronomy 15, verses 7 through 8, and verses 10 through 11. If there is among you anyone in need, a member of your community, in any of your towns within the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward your needy neighbor. You should rather open your hand, willingly lending enough to meet the need, whatever it may be. Give liberally and be ungrudging when you do so. For on this account, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land. The word of the Lord.
And as you're able, please rise and join us in our next hymn. You may be seated. Good news. We support and encourage the poor in spirit. There are many people in the world today that are suffering with broken relationships, addictions, depression, and lack of purpose. They do not know how to proceed in their lives and are desperately searching for a hint of light in their darkness. They need encouragement and a way to find healing for their circumstances. In the book of Romans, Paul writes that the strong need to help the weak. Romans 15, 1 through 6. We who are strong in faith should help the weak with their weaknesses and not please only ourselves. Let each of us please our neighbors for their good to help them be stronger in faith. Even Christ did not live to please himself. It was as the scripture said, when people insult you, it hurts me. Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. The scriptures give us patience and encouragement so that we can have hope. May the patience and encouragement that come from God allow you to live in harmony with each other the way Christ Jesus wants. Then you will all be joined together, and you will give glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Surely children weren't made for the streets, and fathers were not meant to leave. Surely this isn't how it should be. Let your kingdom come.
Surely nations were not made for war, or the broken meant to be ignored. Surely it just can't be what you saw. Let your kingdom come here in my heart.
Broken, be your hands and feet, and I will give with the life that I've been given. Go beyond religion and see the world be changed by the power of your name. The power of your name.
Is dead. Let your kingdom come. Lord, break this heart.
And I will live to carry your compassion. Love a world that's broken. Be your hands and feet. And I will give with the life that I've been given. Go beyond religion to see the world be changed by the power of your name. Jesus, your name is a shelter for the hurting, and your name is a refuge for the weak. Only your
change by the
that's broken. Be your hands and feet, and I will give with the life that I've been given. Go beyond religion to see the world be changed by the power of your name. The power of
news. We are all one people in the Messiah. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul talks about how Jesus, through his death, tore down the wall of hostility between the Jews and the Gentiles. In our current day, we are separated by so many things: the color of our skin, our political leanings, our gender, our sexual orientation, our socioeconomic status, our age, just to name a few. There are many walls separating us, which often leaves people feeling alienated and alone. As you listen to this reading, substitute any of the differences just listed in place of Jew and Gentile to see if this applies to our current situation in 2019. Ephesians 2, 14 through 20. For Christ has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people. When in his body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from two groups. Together in one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility towards each other was put to death. He brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. The word of the Lord.
Good news. We share in salvation through Christ on the cross. The greatest gift that was given to humanity was the sacrifice of Christ, taking all of our sins on his back and paying for them through his death on the cross. Peter writes of the importance of this sacrifice. 1 Peter 1:18 through 23. You were set free from an empty way of life. This way of life was handed down to you by your own people of long ago. You know that you were not bought with things that can pass away, like silver or gold. Instead, you were bought with the priceless blood of Christ. He is a perfect lamb. He doesn't have any flaws at all. He was chosen before God created the world, but he came into the world for your sake in these last days. Because of what Christ has done, you believe in God. It was God who raised him from the dead, and it was God who gave him glory. So your faith and hope are in God. You have made yourselves pure by obeying the truth. So you have an honest and true love for each other. So love one another deeply from your heart. You have been born again by means of the living word of God. His word lasts forever. You were not born again from a seed that will die. You were born from a seed that can't die. The word of the Lord. The wedding ringers will be ringing an old gospel tune about being born again. Even though we will not be singing it, we've put the words of that gospel song on the screen for you to read.
Good news. We are called children of God. We cannot help but be thankful for the great love that God gave us through the gift of Jesus. We are children of God and have a wonderful place waiting for us when our life on earth is over. Our goal is to become as much like Christ as we possibly can. John writes about seeing Christ and the hope that we will be as pure as he. 1 John 3, 1 through 3. See what amazing love the Father has given us. Because of it, we are called children of God, and that's what we really are. Dear friends, now we are children of God. He still hasn't let us know what we will be. But we know that when Christ appears, we will be like him. That's because we will see him as he really is. Christ is pure. All who hope to be like him make themselves pure. The word of the Lord.
Among the least of these, the weary and the weak, and it would be a tragedy for me to turn away. All my needs you have supplied when I was dead. So freely, and I'll follow you into the homes of the broken, follow you into the world, meet the needs for the poor and the needy, God, follow you into the world. You use my hands, use my feet to make your kingdom come to the corners of the earth until your work is done. 'Cause faith without works is dead, and on the your blood was shed, so how could we not give it away so freely?
Follow you into the homes of the
As we celebrate the many diverse gifts that God has given us, we, as his people, reciprocate that sense of giving through our offerings today. Ushers, please come forward. Creator and loving God, We thank you for your gifts of this world, our lives, and the many spiritual gifts that we celebrate today through the example of Jesus Christ and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Accept our tithes today, but also accept all of the time and talent that we share in the service of our church, our city, our country, and our world. We ask that our efforts will help our world become a kinder and better place. Help us to serve as an example to all. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And please stay standing for our final hymn. Good news! We continue to spread the good news. Just as Christ and his disciples spread the good news, we are asked to continue that task today, wherever we go. A reading from the book of Luke. Luke 4, 16 through 19. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." The word of the Lord.
Come on, down on the Savior.
It's a beautiful day. I know it was a little cloudy. It's still a beautiful day. And it was given to us through the magnificent imagination and work of God. As you go out into the world, try and look for opportunities to spread the news of God to all who you may meet this week. We are blessed. Pass it along. Amen.